Blog Talk Radio.
Pause right here, here, here. Apologies, brothers and sisters here. Just work out some technicals here. Let's just go through a little overview right here. Bishalach, Bishalach. Here we have the 16th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. Bishalach. Usual translations, when he let go and he let go, when he let go. Actually, in the Hebrew, Shalach, Shalach means to send. Shalach means to send. Bishalach. In sending, when he sent forward the B'nai Yisrael. In the King of Kings Bible, this key word, to like release, to kind of like let go, right? To send, has a sense of to send forward, corresponding to Bishalach in the Hebrew. But Shalach, key thing about Shalach is to send. Like one might send, you might send a messenger, right? In sending a messenger, that idea of sending, when he sent them forward. But it's an interesting concept. The translator translates as when he let go, and Pharaoh, and he let go, right? He sent forward. He sent them forward. So that's a key nuance right there, just to zoom in on, that from the Hebrew for this Shabbat, Shabbat B'Shalach. In Shalach, we have to send. That sense of even like an angel, a messenger, or like to release, to send something when he sent them. So here in this Torah portion commentary, we have the Messianic and the Davidic dance. My thought for the Shabuah right here, how did the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, right? How did they have, some would say tambourines, but actually it's like the kabaro, like the thunder bass drum, right? Ethiopically speaking, they know it as the kabaro, right? Where the sons, but also the daughters use that, as we have Miriam, right? And the daughters of Israel chanting that psalm, the song of Moshe as well. So Miriam, very significant. But how did all of them, right, the B'nai Yisrael, how do they have tambourines, musical instruments, the kabro, the thunder bass drums? How do they have that in the Midbar, in the desert, in the wilderness? The righteous woman of that generation were certain. Based on the Torah narrative, we have the righteous, the Hebrew woman, the Israelite woman of that generation being certain that Ha Elohim, that Ha'elohim, the Almighty Power, would perform miracles, amazing deeds done did for them. So they prepared, it is said, according to the tribe, they prepared tambourines, some refer to as tambourines, the little hand thing, right? That's one of the little nuances in the translations. on in one aspect we have tambourines in the English, but in the Ethiopic, the kabro show that the bigger, we call it the thunder bass drum, right? They prepared these, and they also prepared dances. Dances when? When they were still in Mitzrayim, when they were still in the Sematawi, Smaitawi, Tameri, a.k.a. Kemet, a.k.a. the two lands. When they still were in, that's what we're going to do. We often say Egypt as a point of reference. The Hebrew is Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim brings out even the ancient, we could say the ancient, quote, Egyptian, right, view, and that was the two lands. So we say Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim from the Hebrew refers to two lands, which was the original, right, name that the ancient, quote, Egyptians, right, called themselves. The Kemet idea comes up around the 11th, some say 11th and 12th dynasty. But you'll see in all of the cartouches, the majority of them, the great majority of the early ones of the Nesubati, Nesubiti, the Sutins, the kings, the rulers, the Paro, Per'a'a, the great houses of ancient Egypt, you'll find that each of the rulers refer to themselves as the Lord, right, of the two lands. They didn't say the Lord of Kemet. Can you find a cartouche where it says Lord of Kemet? And if you do, from what time and dispensation? This is just to emphasize the rightness, right, of the Hebrew narrative, right, in light of even ancient grave robbing that they call archaeology, right? We find the nomenclature and the title, right, of the ancient great houses and rulers of ancient, quote, Egypt, end quote, referring to himself as the Lord of the two lands. So the woman of Yisrael, they prepared, right, they prepared themselves dances and the musical instruments, right, while they were still in the two lands, while they were still in the two lands. So the two lands, Havarim. Let's update right here, the two lands. When we refer to two lands, referring to the two lands as the more historically accurate, right, also scripturally accurate name for what often is commonly referred to as Egypt. The Egyptians, based on what we know from the grave robbing / archaeology, referred to as the Sematawi. Some enunciate as Sematawi, others would enunciate as Smaitawi, the two lands, the joiner of the two lands, Narmer, Menes, and then we have the Lord of the two lands. This was the title, right, of the kings and the rulers and the great houses. And this idea of two lands, Sematawi, Smaitawi, right, or the beloved land, Ta Mary, Ta Land Mary, later on is a reference to Kemet. So Kemet, right, within this aspect of the Torah is not accurate as a point of reference, right, for ancient, quote, Egypt, end quote, right? So right there, just to touch on that, get into that a little more in detail, because one's asked, why do you say Mitzrayim? Well, we say Mitzrayim because it was known as the two lands, the two mitzvahs. The two mitzvahs, Mitzrayim, it was known as the two lands. And we find from the grave robbing / so-called archaeology, we find that the great majority of rulers, right, on their cartouches where they identified their five main names or titles as the Lord of the two lands. As you mentioned, that Kemet idea refers to the agricultural ground, which all of the land was not that land. I mean, there's a key part. All the land was not land that was farmed. We know that the farm lands usually were on the east side of what's known as the Nile, while they buried their dead and conducted other rituals and rites on the west side. That was the desert, the more desert or the red land, to say desert land, while you had that rich black brown ground that came from Tovia, came from inner Africa, from Ethiopia. This is what they refer to as the Kemet, right? So the title of ancient Egypt as Kemet is actually a later thing, and a lot of ones in blackology, you know, when I say blackology or within the black studies, you know, we black people studies of ancient history, we over and they overemphasize that aspect, and it's not right and accurate, right? But when we see it right and accurately, we have to even recognize that the Torah within the Hebrew also reflects that right and accurate sense, and get this here, that would not be known to us with the evidence and proof, right, if it wasn't for those grave-robbing archaeologists, the grave-robbing. See, before that, most ones and ones only knew what the Bible said and a few other ancient people who might have testified, sometime truly, sometime exaggerated, to ancient Egypt. But after they start to dig it up and bring it out, and ones like ourselves go over this, we get to recognize that, well, actually, the Bible in the Hebrew doesn't say Egypt. Did you know that? It doesn't say Egypt. And in fact, the term Egypt, some say Aegyptus, Aegyptus, Gypta, Egypt, right, comes from a name in the ancient two lands known as Hetkapetah, Hetkapetah, or Egypta. Egypta, Hetkapetah, and that was actually one of the names of one of their main city states, their main government seats, known as Memphis. And yeah, Memphis is in the news, ain't it? But the woman prepared themselves. Here, Torah portion, brief commentary right here, Messianic and Davidic dance. The thought here for this Shavua, this sabbatical, begins with a question. How did the B'nai Yisrael, the Beta Israel, have musical instruments such as tambourines, drums, right, in the desert? The righteous woman, the answer is that the righteous woman, the woman of Yisrael, like Miriam and her sisters, right, and proverbially speaking, her daughters, that generation, right, they were certain that Ha'elohim, that Yahweh, that Jehovah would perform great deeds, great signs. They call them miracles for them. So what did they do? Because they were certain, they were firm in their yay, yay, and their amen, amen. They were certain, they prepared. You see the faith? Having faith, they had faith that Jah would do great things for them. And because they had that faith, they prepared themselves, even though what they had faith in did not come to pass, but they prepared themselves so that when it did come to pass, guess what? They did not have to get prepared because they already were prepared. So they prepared themselves with the musical instruments like the tambourines, the kabarot, thunder bass drums, other musical and dances while they were still in the two lands, while they were still in Mitzrayi, while they were still in the Sema, the Smai Tawi, right, while they still were in, quote, Egypt. Now, the Mechilta, right, the Mechilta and other ancient studies bring this out from Exodus chapter 15, going into a kind of a reasonment on Exodus chapter 15 at verse 20, bringing out that section right there that's in the chapter here for this Torah, the sabbatical study, the Song of Moshe. So the commentary, brief commentary. Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, you check that right there in Exodus chapter 15, verse 20, even in the translation, it says that Miriam, the prophetess, it says the sister of Aaron. You get it? Interesting, right? It doesn't say the sister of Moses and Aaron. All right, yes, there's a backstory. The sister of Moses and Aaron, it says Aaron, Aharon's sister, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels. Now, the timbrel right here, as we mentioned before, is this kabarot, the kabarot, K-E-B-E-R-O. Look up K-E-B-E-R-O in Ethiopia. In fact, I'm going to do that with y'all right now and see what comes up. You can Google kabarot. K-E-B-E-R-O. These are seemingly small points, but in the fuller full of understanding and interpretation, or as we would say, making sense. Let's make some sense out of this. In other words, what is the true and the accurate interpret? Yeah, boom. If you look that up, Kebero, K-E-B-E-R-O, and put Ethiopia in your search, you'll see it says that the Kebero, a Kebero is a double-headed conical hand drum, almost like a tambourine, right? That's why the Westerner is not familiar, right, with the ancient Hebraic Judaic culture, as we have the people, the Israelites of Ethiopia. They immediately assume, oh, this is a hand instrument they're using. It must have been like the tambourine. But actually, a kebero is a double-headed conical hand drum used in the traditional music of Eritrea, Sudan, and Ethiopia. Also, another note is from the King of Kings Bible. When we refer to the Red Sea, it's the Etra. Etra. Etra is, I would say, Ethiopia. Etra. 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 Etra Bahir. Bahir is sea. Etra Bahir. So this is why you'll hear sometimes say the Yam Suf, which is the Sea of Reeds in the Hebrew, or the Etra Bahir, or the Eritrean Sea. So the kebero is a double-headed conical hand drum used in the traditional music of Etra, Eritrea, Sudan, the Black Land, Sudan, right, and Ethiopia. A piece of animal hide is stretched over each end of the instrument, thus forming the membranophone, you know, where it's played from. But this is an instrument we find in the King of Kings Bible. In fact, we'll do a cross-reference in the Gutters momentarily. There's a very good software that actually has the text of Haile Selassie, a few of the softwares out there, but it's the one on, let's just bring this out here, if ones and ones are into downloading and using any of the softwares. There's a software here. It's called Wongel Advocate, W-O-N-G-E-L, Advocate, A-D-V-O-C-A-T-E.com. Wongel Advocate. Basically, that's to say like the gospel, Wongel, 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 but he spelled it as W-O-N-G-E-L, A-D-V-O-C-A-T-E.com. A very, very good software they have right here. And it both has the gutters, right? It has the gutters, it has English, it has the Amharic, and the Amharic text is from the King of Kings Bible, from Ketamawi Haile Selassie, the book of what we call refer to as the Book of the Seven Seals. Kebero, give me one moment. I'm just looking this up right here in the software because we just want to cross check, right, if it's the same word that is used in the Gutters, right, in the Gutters. So here we have 1520 here from the King of Kings Bible. It says, Ya'aron Echit Nabi Mariamim Kebero the Ijwa Wesedech. Of Aaron, Ya'aron, of Aaron, Echit, 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 sister, in the more ancient archaic Amharic, we have Achot, Achot in the Hebrew. Here we have Echit, Ya'aron, Echit, Nebiyitu, the prophetess, Mariam, Mariamim, and Miriam, and Mariamim, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, Kebero, Kebero, the same thunder, we refer to as like a thunder bass drum because of the sound that it brings out. Kebero, the Kebero says, the Ijwa, in her Ij, in her Yid, in her Ijwa, right, Yadaha, the Ijwa, Wesedech, she took. And then it says, Setochim, Setoch, the woman, Setochim, and the woman Hulu, and all the women, Setochim Hulu, Be Kebrona, by way of in the Kebero, and Be Zephin, Zephin, like songs and singing. The implication can also be dance. Be Zephin, but Zephin is like a like singing, sing, sing, singing. Right? It says Be Kebrona, Be Zephin, Be Chalawa, Bechalawa, after her, Bechalawa, Wetu. They came out after her. So here we have this verse from Zetzaat, the Orit, Zetzaat, the Torah of the Exodus, Ethiopically speaking, Orit, Orit, Ethiopically speaking for Torah, Orit, Ze of Tzaat, Tzaat, the exodusing. Now here we're going to look at the Ge'ez momentarily. Right, momentarily right here. Yep, it says Kabaro in the Ge'ez as well. Right, Kabaro in the Ge'ez. Here it says, where Nesa'ata Maria Nebiyawit Echitu Le'aron Kabaro wa wiste deha. Here it says, and she, where Nesa'at, almost like lift up Nesa'at, like in the Hebrew Nesa'at. Here the good is where Nesa'at, right? And she lifting up Maria. Maria has Maria, right? For Miriam. Here in the good is Maria. Nebiyawit, Nebiyawit, prophetess. Maria Nebiyawit, Echitu, Echitu, the sister, Le'aron. Le'aron, for Aaron, of Aaron, Kabro, Kabro, right, Wister, Kabro, the Kabro, Thunder Bass Drum, Wister in Ideha, in her hand. Then it goes on to say, where Wetza'ah, where Wetza'ah, and coming out, Kulon Anist, and coming out, all the women, Kulon, 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 all ansit, right? Anist, well, anist, pointed as anist, right? Anist, right? Ansist, anist. It's like the anashim in the Hebrew, right? Dechereha, after her. Dechereha, dechereha, after her, bekabro, with the kabro, where Borake. Now, notice that in the Amharic it said Zephin. Zephin is can be like singing, like songs, implication, dance. Here from the Ge'ez, right, of Exodus chapter 15, verse 20, it says, Bekabro where Borake. With the kabro, the thunder bass drum, as we see in the highlands, even in Ethiopia and the Orthodox today, right, and according to the tri tradition, Bekabro, by way of the Kabro, with the Kabro, in the Kabro, right, where and Borake, and the Borake. Borake come from the Baraka, Baraka, the blessings and blessings. So just pointing this out right here, here, here. So the commentary is that Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took the Kabro, right, in her hand. All the women, right? All the women went out after her. They followed her, right? Check this, with Kabro. They followed her. They also had the Kabro. How do they know to have the Kabro? They had these, you know, carrying a bunch of musical instruments. The woman, it says, not just a musical woman, it says all the women. Right? That means a great majority of them, in the sense of all the women, right, went out after her with the Kabro. Right, and with dancing. Now, notice that in the English, the King James Version, it says, and with dances. So in the Amharic, we have the Kabro, right, and song and singing and Zephin, right, which the implied can be dances. But then we have, right, in the Ge'ez, right, the Kabro, right, where Borake. With the Kabro and with blessing, Borake. Borake is like a blessing. So right here, 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 little commentary right here on a very important aspect, the Song of Moses, right, and Miriam, right, and the daughters of Yisrael and the woman of Yisrael. Can't think of no better tune right here, right now to share, but Mikey General right here, we have it on the board. Woman of Yisrael, here, here, here. Yes, ah, Shema Yisrael. Oh, 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 oh. But here, as Hebraically, Judaically, we ride up, sabbatically speaking, with Proverbs. The virtuous woman is read by the man of the house, you know, to the daughters, mothers, sisters, wives, you know, of the house. Proverbs chapter 31, this right here.
Who
here,
can
here,
find a virtuous woman?
There we go.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Yes, yes, yes.
The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a... 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 Who can find a virtuous woman?
Pull up this, but something, but them style are 19, something.
Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, yeah 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 yeah. Now the real man can live without no woman. Guide night to day, as a woman to her man. Purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman, to keep my strong. With this part of your plan, I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I, you burn us all, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. As a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The party of the life career, your Empress Omega, the mother of the far right. sacrifices to the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman could never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nation's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna rise, someone to prove for the man that I want, you know. There you go, so much though, you know.
Now, 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 now. A real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man, I born a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, there's a woman to her man.
Hey, send me salam, Shabbat Shalom.
Kulatanya, Edame Yemibal, said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Ahayin Asaya. Meskalabra the kokoboch samayinasket. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God! It's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
So here, 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 according to the royal order, today's daily psalm corresponding with this seventh Shabbat day right here, the seventh day of the Shavuah, here on the After the Shabbat podcast, we have Psalm 1. Psalm 1. So I like to write up Psalm 1. So here, look at Augustus Pablo here, a little meditation before we write up today's daily psalm according to the royal order. First psalm, Psalm 1.
Psalms of Purim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm.
The Book of Psalms. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish.
Ashre ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzat resha'im, uvderech hatta'im lo...
أشري هئيش أشير له هلاخ بعصات رشعيم وبديرخ حتى إيم له عماد وبمشاب لصيم له يشاف كي إيم بتورات أدوناي حفظوه ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה והיה כעת שתול על פלגי מים אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו ועליהו לא יבול וכל אשר יעשה יצליח לא כן הרשעים כי אם כמוס אשר תדפנו רוח על כן לא יקומו רשעים במשפט וחטאים בעדת הצדיקים כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים ודרך רשעים תובד
Blessed is the man, happiness of the man.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Thank you. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
290, only going to do a few more calls, get back to the music, and make room for Sounds of China.
Morning, WKTR.
Greetings.
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Most High, O Lord and Savior, the mightiest of them all, Jah.
Rastafari.
And I, yes. I want to say greetings to Vincent and greetings to DJ Vince. And greetings to my brethren Rambo. Rough out every time. Yeah, and all of them greetings, Jah. I come from Rough Commandos.
Yes, I.
But I want to let out something from the Bible, yeah. Jah know, say, if I had not been with the Lord, who was on our side? No, man, Israel say, if I had not been the Lord, who was on our side? When men rise up against us, then they had swallowed up us quick. When there was wrath was kicking up against us, then the water had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. The Rastafari lived and reigned in the heart of our life. Last year.
Yes, I.
Yeah.
Rastafari.
Well, give thanks.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menage, you know. But I want the next verse with Amaric.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmura Dawit. Mazmur and ምስጉን ነው በክፎች ምክር ያልሄደ በኃጢያተኞችም መንገድ ያልቆመ በዋዘኞችም ወንበር ያልተቀመጠ ነገር ግን በእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ደስ ይለዋል ሕጉንም በቀንና በሌሊት ያስባል እርሱም በውሃ ፈሳሾች ዳር እንደ ተተከለች ፍሬዋን በየጊዜዋ እንደምትሰጥ ቅጠሏም እንደማይረግፍ ዛፍ ይሆናል የሚሰራውም ሁሉ ይከናወንለታል ክፎች እንዲህ አይደሉም ነገር ግን ነፋስ ጠርጎ እንደሚወስደው ትቢያ ናቸው ስለዚህ ክፎች በፍርድ ኃጢያተኞችም በጻድቃን ማህበር አይቆሙ እግዚአብሔር የጻድቃንን መንገድ ያውቃልና የክፎች መንገድ ግን ትጠፋለች
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
The Book of Psalms. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, 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 shall perish.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Warning, been warning them from morning. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hear the voice of the Most High, Jah Rastafari calling.
Remember I tell ya, blessed is the man, blessed is the last year.
I
Ethiopia stretched forth her hands and gave us the redeemer of all man. Defender of the faith and Ethiopian is the captain, the chief field marshal, sergeant. Bowing at his feet, 72 nation, Ras Makonnen was crowned conquering lion. Ababa Janai, father of Africans, with Empress Menenai stand at his right hand. Meanwhile, in a Jamaica land, holy for trial and tribulation. Chastisement was upon all African, but some man did they kill all Rastaman. What kind of celestial that to do a call fun? Trim them and bring the whole of them a station. Never in the name of my King of England will I ever live to see the Rastaman redemption. But when the 2-6 clash, that's when the plane land. King of all kings touch down in Kingston. Would you believe so said so done? Busta man she blind, couldn't see when the king come. Some of them deaf and missy, some of them dumb. When they rise up against a little of the kingdom. You politician with your evil agenda. Anyhow you did just remember I. Is the man that walketh not in at the council of the vagabond them. Still have to step that shit, put the fire upon them. Lava splash, lightning flash, thunder crash upon them. Queen Elizabeth and them a plan it from when I say Jamaica. Prison we a drop it from them. Coffee with prison yard man a pack it from when. Tell Cameron say that is not a problem. Poor Francis and all them Vatican friend. I fought with two of us, I put the track in upon them. I check with schedule and them a map it from when. Through the power of the chin it will slap it from them. Still I see I a God and we are God's children. Eventually we grow to be God's children. We have to go and do the works we still have to intend. Empress Menen, she had the strength for women. Divine feminine, that a the vibe where she bring. When sex met her thing, she destroy everything. Yet still in a the womb, life is within. She had the melanin of God in light in my skin. Highly still have to slug a liar with the sling. Mussolini foot get tied up with the string. Them sitting here require I am a fisting, now follow all them evil agenda. They gonna remember I.
Picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
bless His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from the heart, from the heart, from the heart.
Yibel Kahin, and the priest shall say, Baruch Egezia Beherab Achazekulu Alemam Lakin. Blessed be the sustainer, Egziavier, Almighty Father, Amlakene, our power. Yibelu Hizb, and the people shall say, Amen. Yibel Kahin, and the priest shall say, Webruka welda wahida egzin Jesus Christos medchanin, and blessed be the only Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yibelu Hizb, and the people shall say, Amen. Yibel Kahin, and the priest shall say, Webruk Menthes Kedus Paraklitos Metne we menes hei kuludne, and blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraklete, the Comforter and Cleanser of us all. Yibelu Hizb, and the people shall say, Amen.
Jah come quickly, it's reward for you.
story.
Your Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan inya gzat mist lalo huluno yeminnagero.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1.
ምስጉን ነው በክፉዎች ምክር ያልሄደ በኃጢአተኞችም መንገድ ያልቆመ በዋዘኞችም ወንበር ያልተቀመጠ ነገር ግን በእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ደስ ይለዋል ሕጉንም በቀንና በሌሊት ያስባል እርሱም በውሃ ፈሳሾች ዳር እንደተተከለች ፍሬዋን በየጊዜዋ እንደምትሰጥ ቅጠሏም እንደማይረግፍ ዛፍ ይሆናል የሚሰራውም ሁሉ ይከናወንለታል ክፎች እንዲህ አይደሉም ነገር ግን ነፋስ አርጎ እንደሚወስደው ትቢያ ናቸው ስለዚህ ክፎች በፍርድ ኃጢአተኞችም በጻድቃን ማህበር አይቆሙ እግዚአብሔር የጻድቃንን መንገድ ያውቃልና የክፎች መንገድ ግን ትጠፋለች
The Book of Psalms Psalm 1 Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, 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 shall perish.
Salamta Aina Yistaling. Greetings. May Jah give you health. Exiavia give you health. The sustainer, the good father, the excellent Ah. give you health on I and I behalf. We have here today, today's daily psalm.
Daily psalm.
Daily psalm.
Daily
psalm 1. Mezmor and. Mezmor and. Mezmor and. Andenya. In the Andenya Metzhaf, in the first book of the Psalter, which constitutes Ka Mezmor and Iskia Arba and. From Psalm 1 to Psalm 41 is the first of the five books of the Psalter. Hebraically, we know it as the Sefer Tehillim. Ethiopically, in the Royal Amharic, the Mezmorata Metzhaf, the Mezmorat of the Psalms Metzhaf, the Book of the Psalms. So here, Mezmor An, the first psalm, we're going to compare and contrast with the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Side by side, we're going to compare and contrast with the KJV, because I and I discovered a version that's not the King James Version. Yes, I, Rastafari, but giving, you know, due thanks and praise, as the elder Noah Dyer said, that King James, that man do a good thing. You know, good work for I and I. Well, it wasn't King James himself, but he did authorize for that version to be put forward. And it's a particular interesting note that the only two sovereign kings in the known, we could say, world or Christian world, so to speak, King James 1611 and the King of Kings, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, 1961. Just so very, very interesting. But here we compare and contrast side by side. First Psalm, Psalm 1, in the Book of Psalms, the Mezmore was known as the Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David. And today's psalm, the first psalm, is themed, Who Let Men Gedoch? Who Let Men Gedoch? Men Ged is way, in the Amharic Men Ged, and Men Gedoch is ways. Who Let Men Gedoch? Two ways. And as we have gone through the Sefer Tehillim, the groundational build in the Hebrew, in the Masoretic text, and also with the Sefer Tehillim, it's also themed there as the two ways, the two ways. So we have Who Let Men Gedoch, today's daily psalm, Psalm of the Two Ways. It's the introductory to the entire Psalter, to the entire Mezmorat, the Mezmorat, the Psalms, the Book of Psalms. So, Mekin and I begin. Besama'ab, where Walid, where Menfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jemralen, we begin. Kuter and Miskuno Bakufuoch Mikarial Hede Behatia Tenyochim and Gerial Kome Bewazin Yochim when Berial Tik Emmet. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Miskun, from Miskana, Masegene, to be praiseworthy, happy in that Ethio Shemitic sense, happy as we have in the Hebrew, Ashrei, it's not the Baruch or the Baruch, bless. It is the praiseworthy, the happy, the Ashrei, the beatitude sense of bless. Here we have in the Royal Amharic, Miskunno. Miskunno, praiseworthy, thankworthy, praiseful, miskunno, bekufuot mekarial hede, blessed, happy, praiseworthy is the man, praiseworthy he is, miskunno, miskunnau, miskunno, bekufuot mekarial hede. Praiseworthy is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but kufuoch, the kufu, right, the ungodly. Now, see, that right there is often translated the evil, but corresponds to the Hebrew resha, the resha, the resha'im, the ratchet, the wicked. That bless, happy, praiseworthy is a man that does not go about, that does not go about, walk in the counsel, in the advice of the ungodly, of the evil, of the ratchet, of the wicked. Miskunno bekufuot mekarial hede bechat yatenyo chimen gedial kome. Nor standeth in the way of the chatiatenyoch, the chataim, the chatiatenyoch, the chatiatenyoch men gerial kome, does not stand in the way of the lackers, of the misses of the mark. Bechat yaten yochim men ged yalkome be wazen yochimma when ber yaltek emet nor sitteth in the wenber, the wenber of the wazen yoch be wazen yochim when ber yaltek emet that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Negergin be'egziavi harahiga desilewal higunima be'kenina be'leilita yasval. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, in the law of Egeziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, and in his law higu higunim be'kenina Enna beleili to Yasbal. And in his law doth he meditate? Does he iditate? Does he think about, meditate, and iditate upon his law day and night? Negergin ve egeziavi herhig des, happy, desilewa. In Exiavi is hig, is his delight, is his happiness. But his delight, his happiness is in the law of the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father. Negergin ve egeziavi herhig desilewa. Higunim ve kenina be leilit yasva. Kut ersos. Verse 3. Arsum bewucha fasashot darinda tetek kalech. Freywan beyegizewan de mitiset. Ketelwam in de marregif zaf yehonan. Yemisarawim hullu yekanawin letal. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Arsum bewucha fesashot dar in the tetekalech, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Frewana beyegizewa in the mitiset. Here in the Royal Amharic, it brings out the sense of frewan and her fruit. Frewan. Frewan. Beyegizewa. Freywan, her fruit. Freywan. Freywan, Beyegizewan, the Mitteset. So the reading here would be more to the effect that bringeth forth her fruit in her season, Ketelwam in the Maragif Zafa Yehonam, and her leaf, Ketelwam, Ketelwam in the Maragif Zaf, as he a tree that does not wither. His leaf also doth not wither as that leaf. It says that he will be like a tree whose leaf, her leaf. He will be like she, a tree whose leaf, Ketelwam in the Maragif Zaf Yehonam, does not wither. Yemisa Rawum Hulu, all that which he does. Yemisa Rawum Hulu, Yikanawin Leta. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Kuter Arat. Verse 4. Kufuoch in di idelum negargin nefast ergo in the mi westo to be anacho. The ungodly, the wicked, the ratchet, the kufuoch. The kufuoch in di, like this that has preceded, that we have just word, sound, power uttered. Idelum, the kufuoch. The wicked, the ratchet, the ungodly are not like this. Kufuoch in di idelum negergin. But on the other hand, nefas targo in the mi wasdo to be anacho. But are like the chaff which the wind, which the word, sound, power driveth away. Kufuoch in di idelum negergin nefas targo in the mi wasdo to be anacho. Kuter amis, verse 5. Silezi kufuoch beferd chat yatenyo chimbes arikan machiber raikomum. Therefore the ungodly, silezi, therefore kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet, the kufuoch, the rishaim, the ratchet, the kufuoch, the third, in the judgment, chat yaten yochim, and the akas, the lakas, chat yaten yochim be sarikan, in the righteous machiber, in the righteous society, the machiber, in the righteous congregation, the congregation, the society, the machiber, aikomum. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand the third in the judgment, nor sinners, chat yaten yochim, in the congregation of the righteous, betzadik an machiber, machiber aikomum. Kuter Siddist, verse 6. Egeziavi her yetzarikanin menged yaukalina. Ye kufuocha menged gin titefalech. For egeziavi her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, knoweth the way of the righteous. He knoweth the way of the tzadikan, of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, the ratchet, the wicked shall perish. Kufuoch menged gin titefalech. But the way of the kufuoch, the wicked, the ratchet way to Tefalech, she perishes.
I'm greedy, bad way.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people.
Yeah, Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the hearts of all men forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children?
Mazmura Dawit Mazmur And Misgunno Bekifoch Mikrial Hede Bahat Yatin Uchim Mangarial Koma Bawazin Uchim Mumberial Tekamad Nagargin Begziavir Higgedes Silawa Higgunim Bekan Nabalit Yasua Ersum Bouha Fasachosh Dar in Detta College Ferewan Beyigiziwa in the Mittisat Kataluam in the Myra Gifzafi Hona የሚሰራውም ሁሉ ይከናወንለታል። ክፎች እንዲህ አይደሉም። ነገር ግን ነፋስ ጠርጎ እንደሚወስደው ትቢያ ናቸው። ስለዚህ ክፎች በፍርድ ኃጢአተኞችም በጻድቃን ማህበር አይቆሙም። እግዚአብሔር የጻድቃንን መንገድ ያውቃልና የክፎች መንገድ ግን ትጠፋለች።
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב. אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, ובדרך חטאים לא עמד, ובמושב לצים לא ישב.
Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph. Psalm 1, Mizmor Aleph. Blessed is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. Blessed is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. Ashrei, Hebraically, happy. Ashrei Ha'ish. Happy is the man. Beatitude is the man. Ashrei Ha'ish. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in the Mashal, even in Proverbs, the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 11:27, that reads, "He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. Shocher tov yevakesh ratzon. He that diligently seeketh good, shocher tov, seeketh favor. Yevakesh ratzon. Shocher tov yevakesh ratzon. He that diligently seeketh good, seeketh favor." Who was such a person? David, Melech Yisrael, King of Israel, who diligently sought to do good to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, setting up among them 24 watches of priests, Kohanim, and 24 watches of Lewin, of Levites. And here, a Midrash note on today's psalm, Mizmor Aleph, Psalm 1. These watches took turns in giving a week's service, a service for a Shavua, a service for a seven, in HaHeikal, in the temple at Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. The original number of priestly and Levitical watches as instituted by Moshe, by Moses, was 8. It was raised to 16 by Shemuel, by Samuel, and to 24 by David. Here, see, refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 7 to 18, and to the Babylonian Talmud 27 and A, to the Palestinian Talmud teaching 4 and 2 and 67 D. David, thus, like this, made it possible for a greater number of persons to participate in the service, the Evoda of HaHeikal, in the service of the temple. And Yevakesh Ratzon, and procureth favor, Yevakesh Ratzon. That is David. Procured Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim's favor, so that the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, came to rest upon him again. And here, Midrash note, the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, had departed from from David, by reason of the Bathsheba incident. See below the Midrash study on Psalm 3, the 7th section, 3.7, and Psalm 40, the 2nd section, 40.2. Ratzon, in Hebrew, favor, Ratzon, may be taken in the sense of conciliation. Ratzon, favor, may be taken in the sense of conciliation. Here, see, refer to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 20, and Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverbs chapter 10, verse 31, and Rashi's on Bereshis, Genesis chapter 33, verse 10. And thus, like this, he, Dawi,
was able to bless the B'nai Yisrael, bless the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites. And where does David bless them? In the words, Ashrei Ha'ish, blessed is the man, or Hebraically, Ashrei, happy, happiness, Ha'ish, the man, Ashrei Ha'ish. But according to Proverbs 11:27, he that seeketh mischief, it shall come to him. He that seeketh mischief, it shall come to him. With doresh ra'ah tivo'ein, but he that searcheth for evil, with doresh ra'ah, it shall come to him. Tivo'ein, with doresh ra'ah tivo'ein. That is to say, come to Doeg, dog, and Achitofel. And here, Midrash note on Doeg and Achitofel. Both were learned in Torah. Was learned in Torah. Here, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 3, the fourth perek, the fourth section, the Midrash 3.4. But the first, Doeg, dog, Doeg, became a slanderer. The other, Achitofel, a conspirator. Here, refer to 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 18, 2 Samuel chapter 16, verses 21 to 23, and 2 Shemuel, Samuel chapter 17, verse 23. Also, the Midrash on Psalm 41, the fifth section, 41.5, and Psalm 52, sections 1 to 7. And another comment on, blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Hear, today's Psalm, Mizmur Aleph, hear the Aleph, the first verse. Blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Ashrei ha'ish uve moshav leitzim lo yashav. Ashrei ha'ish, happy, happiness, ha'ish, the man. Ashrei ha'ish uve moshav leitzim lo yashav. That sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. These words are to be considered in the light of the following verse. Even the following verse from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, that reads, then David the king went in and sat before the Lord. Vayabo hamelech David, vayeshev lifnei Yehovah. Then David the king went in. Vayavo hamelech David, and sat before Yehovah, sat before Jehovah. Vayeshev lifnei Yehovah, sat before he who be who he be. Vayabo hamelech David, vayeshev lifnei Yehovah. This verse, according to Rav Chiya, it teaches that sitting in the court of Ha-Hekal of the temple was prohibited, except to kings of the house of David. Rav Ami taught in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, that sitting in the court of Ha-Hekal of the temple was prohibited, except in the place reserved for kings of the Beit David, kings of the house of David. Therefore, scripture says, David, David the king went in and sat before Jehovah. Vayabo HaMelech David, Vayeshev Lifnei Yehovah. But did not Rav Huna declare in the name of Rav Shmuel Samuel that there is no sitting in heaven? And here, Midrash note, in the presence of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ha'Elohim, one must ever be, quote, on the ready, end quote. In the presence of Ha'Elohim, one must ever be on the ready. Standing was a mark of deference to a person of superior age or rank.
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish, shall perish.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important, important?
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah, of the law, and the following is said, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Achad, Achad. Reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be, we be, our Elohim, he who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation, then say, Achad hu Eloheinu Gadol, Adoneinu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I, Holy, Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, Holy, and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora, Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti ua ne romimah Shemo, Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me. Kadlu la Yahuwah iti
And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo yachadau, yachadau, yachadau. The reader in the congregation then says, thine, thine, lika Yahuwah, thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, y'all, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy. Ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Isla. Praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah
is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amo, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amo, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who giveth Torah law, 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 giveth Torah law.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema
Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad,
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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates. My gates, my gates, my gates, my gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O 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 God,
O God, O God, O God,
Jump! Rastafari!
Jump!
Rastafari!
One who have left very important words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nations, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went to all the different nations and became the dispersion of the diaspora. And the coming together now is very, very important. And it must be sincere and genuine. For as the Old Testament said, with those who are grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the King of Israel. Blessed Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we know. Yeah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael,
Adonai.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam vayeh, Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Jah is thine light, and I am the equipment of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion. The Most Holy One, the Father and the Son, read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
Get up,
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Rishon, for the first Aliyah, for this Shabbat B'Shalach, Sabbath when he let go, Shabbat B'Shalach, Sabbath in and letting go, for Senbet, hear, Shema Yisrael, Gevil Yisrael, here for the Rastafari sabbatical, Seder, this Torah portion, reading and feeding, and here for the first Aliyah, for Senbet, the Lekakagizeh, in the Royal Amharic, corresponding to Shabbat B'Shalach. Here from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here picking up Exodus chapter 13, here at verse 17, for this 16th Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong. B'shem ha'av v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. Vayehi b'shalach paro et ha'am v'lo nacham Elohim derech eretz ha'pelishtim ki karov hu ki amar Elohim penna yinachem ha'am Bia Rotama Milhamma with Shavu Mitraim. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is a Hebrew Trinity, that Elohim led them not the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For Elohim said, lest peradventure, unless perhaps Ha'am, the people, repent when they see war, and they return to Mitzrayim, they return to Egypt. Vayehi, and it came to pass. Vayehi b'shalach, and it came to pass when he let go. Paro, when Pharaoh let go. Et Ha'am, the people. Vayehi b'shalach paro et ha'am. And it came to pass when paro, when the great house had let the people go. Lo nacham Elohim dereka eretz ha'pelishtim, that Elohim led them not the way of the land of the Philistines. Ki karov hu, although that was near. Ki amar Elohim, for Elohim said. Ki amar Elohim, pena yinachem ha'am. Bi rotam milchama, less per adventure. Less per adventure, the people. Ha'am, repent when they see war. Hena yinachem ha'am, abirotam milcham, with Shahu Mitzrayim, and they return to Mitzrayim, and they return to Egypt. V'shavu Mitzrayim, but Elohim led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Yam Suf, of the Etra Bahir, of the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, and the Bnei Yisrael went up, aliyed up, harnessed out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Vayasev Elohim et ha'am dereka ha-midbar Yam Suf v'chemushim alu Bnei Yisrael me'eretz ha-Mitzrayim. But Elohim led the people about. Vayasev Elohim et ha'am. But Elohim, the true good, the true God, led the people about. Vayasev Elohim et ha'am. Derekaha midbara yamsu. But Elohim led ha'am, the people about, by the way of the wilderness. Derekaha midbara, by the Red Sea, yamsuf, the Sea of Reeds. Wachemushim alu Bnei Yisrael me eretz Mitzrayim, and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, went up, aliyed up, armed
out of the land of Mitzrayim. V'chemushim alu v'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. And Moses took the bones of Yosef, of Joseph, with him, for he had straightly sworn the B'nai Yisrael, saying, Elohim, the true God, will surely visit you, and ye and y'all shall carry up my bones away hence from here with you, with y'all, with y'all, with y'all, with y'all. Vayikach Moshe et ha'atmota Yosef imo ki hasha be'a hisha bi'a eta b'nei Yisrael lemor pakoda yifkoda Elohim etchem v'ha'elitem eta atamotaya mizeh itchem. And Moses took the bones of Joseph, of Yosef, of Ayusef, Yawasaf, with him. Vayikach Moshe eta atamota Yosef imo, for he had straightly sworn the B'nai, the sons, the B'nai, the children of Yisrael, 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 ki hashabe'ah, hishabe'ah, etta B'nai Yisrael, saying, Lemor, pakod, yifkod, Elohim, etakem, we ha'elitem, etta atamotaya mizeh, itakem, 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 Elohim. Elohim will surely remember you, will surely remember y'all. Pakod, yifkod, Elohim, etekem. And ye and y'all shall carry up, up, up my bones away hence from here with you, with y'all. We ha elitem et atzmotaya mizeh etekem. Redemption, second item, by power. The second stage of the journey, the second stage of the tribe. Verse 20. And they took their journey from Sukkot and encamped in Etam, in the edge of the Midbar, in the edge of the wilderness. Redemption. Second part, by power, the divine presence, the divine Ivine presence, perception, divine face and guidance. Verse 21. And Yahuwah Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night before the people. Yehovah holek, holek, holek. Lifnehem yomam be'amud, amud, anan, anan. La nechotam ha-derech, ha-derech, ha-derech. Laila be'amud eish. Le-hayir lahem. La lecheta yomam wa-laila. And Jehovah went before them. Yehovah holek. Lifnehem, by day in a pillar of cloud. Yomam bi'amud anan, to lead them the way, the way, the way, the way. La nechotam ha'derech, and by night in a pillar of fire. V'layla bi'amud eish, to give them light. Le ha'ir lahem, that they might go by day and by night. La leketa yomama valayla, that they might go by day and by night. La leketa yomama valayla. Lo yamisha amuda he anana yomama ve amuda ha'esha laila lifne ha'am. The pillar of cloud by day, 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 and the pillar of fire by night, by night, by night, by night, by night, by night, by night. Departed not, departed not, lo yamish, departed not from before the people,
Lo Yamisha Amuda He Anana Yomama Wa Amuda Haisha Laila Lifne Ha 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 Ha. And here Shema Yisrael, here Gevir Yisrael, here Second Book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the Book of Names called Exodus chapter 14, redemption, second part by power, the third stage of the journey, the third stage of the trial. Vaydaber Yahweh Moshe Lemor, and Jehovah and Adonai spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, Daber el bnei Israel, vayashuvu ve yachinu lifnei pi ha'chirot. Bein ha-migdol ovein ha-yama lifnei ba'ala tzifon. Nikacho tachinu ba'ala ha-yam. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the Bnei, the sons of Yisrael, that they turn and encamp before Pi ha-chirot, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baalah's Ephon, before it shall y'all encamp by the sea. Daver, speak. Daver il b'nei Yisrael, speak to the sons and children of Yisrael. Daver il b'nei Yisrael, with Yashuvu, with Yachinu, lifnei pi ha-chirot. Speak to the sons of Yisrael that they turn back. V'yashuvu, v'yashuvu, that they turn back. V'yachinu, and encamp. V'yachinu, and encamp. Lifnei pi ha-chirot, encamp before, in the face, in the presence of pi ha-chirot, pi ha-chirot, pi ha-chirot. Bein ha-migdol ubein ha-yam, between Migdol and the sea. Bein Migdol ubein ha-yam, between Migdol and the sea. Lifnei Baalaz Ephon, before Baal Ephon, Baal Zephon, over against it shall y'all encamp by the sea. Nikacho tachinu ala hayam, 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 hayam. For Pharaoh will say of the Bnei Yisrael, will say of the sons of Yisrael, will say of the children of Yisrael, they entangled in the land, the wilderness Hamidbar has shut them in, shut them in. V'amar Pharaoh livnei Yisrael, sagara elehem ha-midbar. And Pharaoh will say, Ramar Paro. And Pharaoh will say of the children, the sons of Israel, with Amar Paro, Livne Israel, Ne Vokim Heim Ba Haretza Sagara Elehem ha-midbar. They are entangled in the land, and the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh, the great house's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh, upon the great house, Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, that the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, may know that I be he who be who he be. And and I will harden the heart, the live of Paro, of the great house. V'chizakti et alev Paro, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart. V'radafa achreihem, and he shall follow after them. V'radaf achreihem, v'hiekavada b'paro, and I will get me honor, and I will get me honor upon Paro. V'ikavda
be far o uva kola chelo, and upon all his hosts. U be call chelo, upon all his chayel, his chelo, uva kol chelo. Ve yad u nitrai ki
ani
Yehowa, and the Egyptians shall know. V'yad'u Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim shall know. V'yad'u Mitzrayim, ki ani Yehowa, that I be Jehovah. V'ya'isu kein, and they did so. And it was told the Melech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, that Ha'am, that the people fled, and the heart of Paro, of Pharaoh, the great house, and of his servants was turned against Ha'am, against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us, from serving. Why you gada limeleka mitraim? Ki barach ha'am, waya ha'fek levav paro, wa evadayo il ha'am, wayomru mazota osinu akia shialachanu et Israel me avadenu. And it was told the Melech of Mitzrayim, and it was told the king of Egypt, why you gada le meleka mitraim, ki varach ha'am, that the people ha'am were fled, ki barach ha'am, Levaba paroa waye vadayo il ha'am awayomru, was turned towards the people, and they said wayomru what is this we have done kia shilachnu et Yisrael, that we have let Yisrael go. Et Yisrael me avadenu, go from serving us, from serving. And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Mitzrayim of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And Yahuwah and Jehovah hardened the heart of Paro, of Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Mitzrayim. And he pursued after the Bnei Yisrael. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the Bnei, the sons of Yisrael, went out with an high. Why sora eta rikovo with eta amo lakach imo. Why yikach sheisham meota rekeva ba chura. We call a rekeva mitraim. We shalishima ala kulo. Waya chaziki Yahuwa et lev paro meleka mitraim. Waya rdofa achreya bnei Yisrael. U bnei Yisrael yotzai di yad rama. And he took 600 chosen chariot. Vayikach sheisha meota rekev bachur, and all the chariots of Mitzrayim, v'kola rekev Mitzrayim, and captains over all of them,
with Shalishim Allah Kullo. And Yahuwah Jehovah hardened the heart of Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Egypt. Vayachazik Yahuwah et aliv Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, and Jehovah hardened. Vayachazik Yahuwah, and Jehovah encouraged, hardened, strengthened, and encouraged the heart of Paro of the great house, Melech Mitzrayim. Vayachazek Yahuwah et alev Paro, Melech Mitzrayim. Vayirdof achrei b'nei Yisrael, and he pursued after the b'nei Yisrael. Uvnei Yisrael ayotzeim b'yad Rama. For the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, went out, Exodus, with a high hand. U'B'nai Yisrael Yotzeim B'yad Ram. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second offering up here for this Shabbat B'Shalach, Sabbath in letting go, Sabbath when he let go. Here picking up from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 14, here at verse 9, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second of offering up here. Vayerdefu Mitzrayim Achreihem Vayasigu Otam Chonim Al Hayam Kol Susa Rekev Paro Ua Farasha Wichelo Al Pi Hachirota Lifne Va'ala Tzifot. But the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, pursued after them all the horses, chariots of Paro, and his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, beside Pi Hahirot, Pi Hahirot, before Baala Zephon. And pursued, after them the Egyptians pursued. Vayeredefu Amitraim achreihem, and the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, pursued after them. Vayeredefu Amitraim achreihem. All the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army and overtook them encamping by the sea. Sigu otam chonim al hayam kol sus. Rekev, all the horses and chariots of Paro. And his horsemen and his army. Al pi hachirot lifnei Baal Zephon, beside Pi Hahirot. Al pi hachirot lifnei Baal Zephon, in front of Baal Zephon, lifnei Baal Zephon, besides in front of Baal Zephon, Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the B'nai Yisrael lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Mitzrayim marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the B'nai Yisrael cried out, La Yahuwah, cried out to Jehovah. And they said to Moshe, because no graves in Mitzrayim, hast thou taken I away to die in the Midbar, to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt us thus with us, to carry us forth, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt?
Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Mitzrayim in Egypt, saying, let us alone, leave us alone, that we may serve the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, than that we, that I and I should die in the Midbar, that I and I, that we should die in the wilderness, the wilderness, the wilderness, the wilderness, the wilderness, the wilderness. Ufaro, hikariv, wa yisu'u avnei Yisrael eta ayanehem, withine Mitzrayim, no se'a, achrehem. Wayayiyaru amoda, wayayitza ekua v'nei Yisrael li Yehovah. And when Pharaoh drew near, and when Paro drew nigh, ufaro hikariv, and Pharaoh drew near, the b'nei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, lifted up their eyes, ufaro hikariv. Vayisu avnei Yisrael eta ayneihem. Behold, vehine, withhine, and behold, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, were marching after them. Mitzrayim nosea'a achreihem, and they were sore afraid. Vayiyareu amod, and they were so afraid. Vayiyareu meod, vayitza'iku avnei Yisrael li Yehovah, and the sons and children of Israel cried out. Vayitza'iku avnei Yisrael li Yehovah, to Jehovah. And they said to Moshe, and they said to Moses, vayomru ila Moshe, because there were no graves in Egypt. Hamibli, Eina Kvarim B'Mitzrayim, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Le'achitanu Lamut B'Midbar, wherefore hast thou dealt? What is this? What is this that you have done? Mazota Asita lanu, what is this that you have done to us? Mazot asita lanu lehotianu mimitzrayim, what is this that you have done to us, bringing us out of Egypt, mimitzrayim? Mazot asita lanu lehotianu mimitzrayim. Haloze hadavar asher divarnu aleka v'mitzrayim alemor, chdala mimenu le na'avda et ha-mitzrayim ki tov lanu avar et ha-mitzrayim miyamutenu b'midbar. Is not this the word? Is this not the word that we, that I and I spoke to thee in Egypt? Hello ze הדבר אשר דיברנו אליך במצרים, לאמור, saying, let us alone, leave us alone, חדל ממנו, leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians, חדל ממנו, ונעבדה את המצרים, for it were better, it's good for us, to serve the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Kemites, than that we should die in the Midbar. Ki tov lanu evar et Mitzrayim miyamutenu b'Midbar, 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 and Moshe. Redemption, second item by power, Yahuwah, Jehovah's victory over pursuing Mitzrayim, over pursuing Egypt, pursuing Kemet. Verse 13. And Moshe said to the people, fear y'all not, stand still,
and see the salvation of Yahuwah of Jehovah, which he will shew to you, to y'all today. For the Mitzrayim, for the Egyptians, the Canaanites, whom y'all have seen today, ye, y'all shall see them again no more, forever. Yahuwah Jehovah shall fight for you, and ye, and y'all shall hold your peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace.
Vayomer Moshe il ha'am al tirao. And Moses said to the people, al tirao.
Al tirao.
Al tirao.
Al tirao.
Fear y'all not. Al tirao. Hita yatzavu. Stand still. Hita yatzavu. Hita yatzavu. Stand
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 stand stand. Antirao, hita yatzvu, uru eta Yeshuati Yehovah, asher yaiseh lachem hayom, ki asher reitem eta Mitzrayim hayom lo tosifu liraotam od ad olam. And Moses said to Ha'am, Vayomer Moshe Ha'am, to the people, Al Tirao, Hita Yatzavu, Oru, Et Yeshuata Yehovah, fear you not, stand still, and see the salvation of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Al Tirao. Hita Yatzavu, Uru, Eti Shuati Yehovah, Asher Yaiseh Lachem Hayom, that he will work for you today. Asher Yaiseh Lachem Hayom, Ki Asher Ritem Eta Mitraim Hayom. For whereas y'all have seen the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Kemites today, lo tosifu lirotam od ad olam, y'all shall see them again no more forever. Yahuwah yilachem lachem v'atem tachrishun, Jehovah will fight for you. Yahuwah yilachem lachem, Yahweh Yelachem Lachem, Jehovah, he who be, we be, shall fight for you. Vatem Tachrishun, and ye and y'all shall hold your peace. Vatem Tachrishun, with Atem Tachrishun, and y'all shall hold your peace.
Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace.
Thank you.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
And hear, for the Shelishi Aliyah, here for the third Aliyah, third offering up, here for the third reading for this Shabbat de Shalach, Sabbath when he let go, Shabbat de Shalach, Sabbath in letting go. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 14, here at verse 15 for the Shelishi. For the third Ali, why Yomeri Juan El Moshe, Ma Tich Aka Elai, Taver El Bnei Israel, with Ye Saul, and Jehovah said to Moshe, wherefore, why criest thou the I to me, to I? Wherefore criest thou the eye to eye, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael, that they go forward. Why Yomer Yahuwah El Moshe, Ma Titzaka Elai, Taber El Bnei Yisrael. And Jehovah said to Moses, wherefore, what, ma, titzak, why criest, wherefore, what criest, elai, now to I. Ma titzaka helai, what criest thou to I? Ma titzaka helai, what criest to I? Why criest I to I? Daver, speak, daver il bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons of Yisrael, daver. Illa bnei Yisrael, speak to the children of Yisrael. That they go forward. Will you saw that they go forward? But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the bnei Yisrael shall go on dry through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Mitzrayim, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Paro, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Mitzrayim and the Egyptians shall know that Ani Yahuwah, that I be Jehovah, when I have gotten me, when I have gotten I honor upon Paro, upon Pharaoh, upon the great house, upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen, and upon his horsemen, and upon his horsemen, and upon his horsemen, and the angel, and the angel of Elohim, why Yisra'ah. Malak Ha Elohim, and the angel of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, who went before the camp of Yisrael, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face, their presence, their perception, and stood behind them. Vayisa'a Malaka Ha Elohim Ha Holeka Lifnea Machine Yisrael Vayelech Meya Achrehem Vayisa'a Amuda He Anana Nipanehem Vaya Amuda Meya Achrehem, and the Malak The angel of Elohim went before the camp of Israel. Removed and went behind them. Why Sa'a Malak Ha Elohim Ha Holek. And the angel, the Malak of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, Malak Ha Elohim, who went to trod it, Holek, who tried it before the camp of Yisrael, Lifnei Amachine Yisrael, removed, Vayelech, May Achreihem, and went behind them. Vayisa'a Amud He Anana Mipanehem, and the pillar of cloud, the Amud He Anana, removed from before them, and stood behind them. Vaya Emoda Me Achreihem. And he came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael. And it was a cloud and darkness, but it gave light by night, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moshe and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahuwah Jehovah caused the sea to go by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry, and the waters were divided. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters, a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Mitzrayim and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea. All Paro, Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, Yahuwah Jehovah looked to the host of the Mitzrayim, of the Egyptians, through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Mitzrayim, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Mitzrayim said, let us flee from the face of Yisrael, for Yahuwah Jehovah fighteth for them against the Mitzrayim, for Jehovah fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Vayasara Eita Ophan Mara Kevotayo Vayanahe Gehu Vika Vedut Vayomera Mitzrayim. Anusa Mipne Israel Kihoa Nilhama Lahema Mitzrayim. And he took off their chariot wheel. Vayasara Eita Ofana Mara Kevotayo. And he took off their chariot wheels. Vayasareta ofana marke botayo, vayanahe gehua bikadeduk. And he took off the chariot wheels and made them to drive heavily. Vayanahe gehu bikadeduk. Vayomera Mitzrayim. So the Egyptian, the Mitzrayim, said, Anusa, Mipnei Yisrael, let us flee. Let us flee from the face of Yisrael, from the presence, the perception of Yisrael. Anusa, Mipnei Yisrael, Ki Hoa, Nilham, Lahem, the Mitzrayim, for Jehovah fighteth for them against the Mitzrayim. Ki Hoa Nilham Lahem De Mitzrayim.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, Gevio Yisrael, here for the Rabbi, the Revi, here for the fourth Aliyah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, Gevio Yisrael, here for the Rabbi, the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat B'Shalach, Sabbath when he let go, Sabbath in letting go. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 14 here at verse 26 for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat B'Shalach. Note, this is the Shalishi L'Sephardim. This is the third Aliyah here, Exodus chapter 14 verse 26 for the Sephardim. Here for the Orthodox, traditional, the Ashkenazi, here we have the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat B'Shalach, and here from the Sefer Shemot, the Hebrew book of the names, known as Exodus, chapter 14, verse 26. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe niteye etayadika al hayam ve Yashuvu Hamayim Ala Mitzrayim Ala Rikhbo V'Ala Parashayu. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Mitzrayim, upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe Nitei et Yadika Allah Hayam we Yashuvu Hamayim Al Mitzrayim Al Rikubo we Allah Parashayu. And Moshe stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, fled against it, and Yahuwah Jehovah overthrew the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, in the midst of the sea. Vayetam Moshe et yado al hamayim vayashav hayam lifnot boker le ayatano wa mitrayim nasim likarato waya na er Yahuwah el mitrayim betoka hayam. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen. And all the hosts of Paro, all the hosts of Faro, all the hosts of the great house that came into the sea after them, there remained not so much as one of them,
one of them,
one of them,
one of them, one of them.
Vayashuvu hamayim, vayakasua eta harakev, v'eta haparashim, lekola chel Paro. Ha bayim acherehem bayam lo nisar bahem ada echad echad echad. Here, redemption, second part by power, the fourth stage of the journey. Here, verse 29. But the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, walked upon dry in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Uvene Yisrael halku baya yabsha bitok hayam v'hamayim lahem choma miyaminam ua misa molam. Thus, like this, Yahuwah Jehovah saved Yisrael that day out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Yisrael and Israel, Yasharel, man who sees the true good, the true God, saw the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, dead
upon the seashore. Vayosha, Yahuwah, and Jehovah saved. Vayosha, Yahuwah, Vayoma Hahua et Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim. Vayare Yisrael et Mitzrayim Met. Ala Sefata Hayam. And Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, saw that great walk which Yahuwah, which Jehovah did upon the Mitzrayim, upon the Egyptians. And the people feared, reverenced, respected Yahuwah, Jehovah, and believed and amen Yahuwah, Jehovah, and his servant Moshe, and his servant Moses. Vayare'e Yisrael eta hayada ha'gedola asher asah Yahuwah be'mitzrayim. Vayayir'u ha'ama eta Yahuwah. Vayayaminu ba'Yahuwah u'a ve'moshe avdo. And hear.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Can you hear the song, please?
Exodus chapter 15.
Perek Tet Vav.
Then sang Moshe and the children of Israel.
Az yashir Moshe uvnei Israel.
This song to Yahweh. They uttered utterance.
Et hashira hazot ladonai vayomru lemor.
I shall sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed. Yes, triumphed.
Ashir al Adonai ki ga'o ga'a.
The horse and its charioteer he flung into the sea.
Sus verochevo rama bayam.
By fierce might and strength is Yah.
Ozi vezimrat Yah.
He has become deliverance for me.
Vayihili lishua.
This is my God, I honor him.
Ze eli ve'anvehu.
The God of my father, I exalt him.
Elohe avi va'aromemenu.
Yahweh is a man of war.
Adonai ish milchama.
Yahweh is his name.
Adonai shemu.
Pharaoh's chariots and his army he hurled into the sea.
Markevot paro v'helo yara v'yam.
His choicest teams of three sank in the sea of reeds.
Umifhar shalishav tubbe'u v'yam suf.
Oceans covered them.
Tehomot yechasiyumu.
They went down in the depth like a stone.
Yaredu v'imtsolot kemo aven.
Your right hand, O Yahweh, majestic in power.
Yeminecha Adonai ne'edari bakkoah.
Your right hand, O Yahweh, shattered the enemy.
Yeminecha Adonai tir'atz oyev.
In your great triumph, you smashed your foes.
Uvrov ge'onecha taharos kamecha.
You sent forth your fury, consumed them like chaff.
Teshallach haronecha yochelem o katkash.
By the breath of your nostrils, the waters piled up.
Uvruach apecha ne'ermu mayim.
The gushing streams stood up like a dam.
Nitzevu chemoned nozilim.
The oceans congealed in the heart of the sea.
Kafeu tehomot belev yam.
Uttered the enemy.
Amar oyev.
I will pursue.
Erdof.
Overtake.
Asig.
And apportion the plunder.
Ahalek shalal.
My greed will be filled on them.
Timlaem onafshi.
My sword I shall draw.
Arik harbi.
My hand dispossess them.
Torishemo yadi.
You blew with your breath. The sea covered them.
Nashafta veruhacha kisa moyam.
They plunged down like lead in majestic waters.
Salalu ka'oferet b'mayim adirim.
Who is like you among the gods, O Yahweh?
Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai.
Who is like you, majestic among the holy ones?
Mi kamocha ne'edar b'kodesh.
Feared one of praises.
Nora tehillot.
Doer of wonders.
Osefele.
You stretched out your right hand.
Natita yeminecha.
The underworld swallowed them.
Tivlaem o'aretz.
You led in your faithfulness, your people redeemed.
Nahita v'chasdecha amzu ga'alta.
Guided in your fierce might to your holy pasture.
Nehalta v'ozdecha el neve kodshecha.
The people heard.
Shame'u amim.
They shuddered.
Yirgazun.
Writhing seas, Philistia's settlers.
Hil ahaz yosheve pelashek.
And then terrified Edom's chieftains.
Az nivhalu alufe Edom.
Moab's rams, trembling did seize them.
Ele Moab yohazem ra'ad.
Then melted away all Canaan's settlers.
Namogu kol yosheve Chena'an.
There fell upon them dread and anguish.
Tippol alehem emata vafahad.
Before your arm's greatness, they drew dumb like stone.
Bigdol zeroacha yiddemu ka'aven.
Until they crossed, your people, O Yahweh.
Ad ya'avor ammecha Adonai.
Until they crossed, the people you fashioned.
Ad ya'avor amzu kanita.
You brought them, you planted them, on the mount of your heritage.
Tevi'emo v'titta'emo behar nahalatecha.
Foundation of your seat, which you prepared, O Yahweh.
Machon leshivtecha pa'alta Adonai.
The holy shrine, O Lord, founded by your hand.
Mikdash Adonai konenu yadecha.
Let Yahweh be king for the ages, eternity.
Adonai imloch le'olam ba'ed.
Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. 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 Call in, call in, call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. The replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the fuller full now. Now.
Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tov. Yes, I, Sunday service, first day service beginning right now, now, now. Right up and complete this 16th sabbatical study here, here, here with the Exodus. Yes, I, call in, call in. Check out Rastafari Israelites. Yes, I, YouTube.